One of the most powerful, richest companies in all the world is Apple. Apple. Did you know that? Very successful, of course. We all know that. But did you know that is one of the wealthiest in the entire world? The man who made it great passed away. And then came to Apple successor CEO Tim Cook. Cook is bright, some say brilliant, and for what Apple is, Cook has led them on a growth path, making this company more powerful than ever. Recently, Tim Cook received the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, its first ever Courage Against Hate award for his work. In the words of the ADL, as a champion of unity, diversity, and social progress, Tim Cook was, in their estimation. Earlier in 2014, Cook, as newly appointed CEO of Apple, declared, and perhaps you know this, but listen carefully. Cook said, "I'm proud to be gay. I'm proud to be gay." As he became the first openly homosexual CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Later, Cook said the following as he accepted the ADL Award Against Hate. "We believe the future should belong to those who use technology to build a better, more inclusive, and more hopeful world." Those words indeed sound hopeful, for it is safe to say that all of us would like to use technology to make a better world, is it not? Don't you? I do. But then, Tim Cook went on to introduce the morality factor, which describes his thinking and the philosophy of Apple. The philosophy of Apple, in essence, defining a new morality in this so-called era of post-truth. And his words were as follows. Tim Cook, "I believe the most sacred thing that each of us is given is our judgment, our morality, our own innate desire to separate right from wrong." Let me repeat that. Our own innate desire to separate right from wrong. Our own. Okay. So, note these words carefully. It is a sacred thing in the mind of Tim Cook for each person to define their own morality. Our morality, his words. And as we do, then there is no such thing as any morality absolute. None. But only the right and wrong that we ourselves perceive. It is our judgment and that alone which counts, to Tim Cook. We the people, each of us individually, is both judge and jury, even as we follow the dictates of our own innate desire to separate right from wrong. In this world of ever-growing technology, we are the ones who separate right from wrong. How about that? Unbelievable. No one else, and without any absolute standards or morals such as the Ten Commandments, no one else can tell you what is right or wrong, just you. Can you imagine a society where every individual decides what's right and wrong, and there is no collective consciousness or agreement with respect to moral standards? Can you? Gee, it would be utter chaos, and there would be no law and order. Such a ruinous path would be the death and destruction of our society and our great nation. And then Mr. Cook goes on to say something perhaps even more shocking, at least to me. Hear his words. "Choosing to set that responsibility aside," that is, to determine right and wrong, "choosing to set that responsibility aside in a moment of trial is a," ready for this, "is a sin." A sin. Well, so that the new technological morality, the standards for which are set by each and every individual, is the first priority of that individual and the society in which he lives. And not to abide by that is a sin. A sin. Under the new code of morality. So, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, has added an 11th commandment to the Ten Commandments, the requirement that we follow our own desires in determining right and wrong. Think about Cook and his Apple philosophy the next time you use an Apple product. Think about that. In that acceptance speech before the ADL, Cook went on to advocate for more censorship on the Internet and its social media platforms, more censorship. In short, when Apple determines what it views as hate speech, all such content should be blocked and not have Internet access, at least not from Apple. So there is now already a certain kind of shadow banning. Have you experienced that? The blocking of content put on the internet by conservatives and Christians. And if the message of the gospel and its definition of sin is viewed by Cook and his Apple henchmen as hate speech, there will be more censorship to come. Much more. Much, much more. And Christian leaders wonder who at Apple will be charged with making these blocking decisions and determining hate speech. At Facebook, there is such a panel of censors, and it is comprised mostly of the younger generation, you know, the millennials, and those a bit older who are both liberal and progressive, and really only liberal and progressive, no conservatives allowed. And they, for the most part, are those without any Christian or religious understanding or feeling. You can well imagine what content will be blocked at that level. Boy, scary times, my friends, scary times. And very scary times for the freedoms of the First Amendment. Now listen further to the words of Cook as he rambles on politically correct, but with the right ears to hear, a clear message regarding morals and values. Cook says the following. If we can't be clear on moral questions, then we've got big problems. In short, it is the moral duty of Apple to define and promote their values, and presumably anything which disagrees with those values should be regarded as hate speech and blocked. In that regard, Cook says, at Apple, we are not afraid to say that our values drive our curation decisions. That is, our values guide us in making things right as we see fit. But nowhere, as so many progressives are wont to do, does Cook define what those values are. Nowhere. Nor does he define the violence and hate with which he and his company are supposedly at odds and wish to block. Nowhere. If Cook is openly gay, then you can expect the culture at Apple to promote the gay agenda, which would mean that right-thinking Jews and Christians who honor the Torah and the admonitions of the New Testament with respect to homosexuality would be banned from putting content of any kind with respect to those issues on the Internet. So much for free speech, Mr. Cook. The real sin at Apple, and with him, is a total disregard for constitutional freedoms and the rights of the First Amendment with respect to freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, Mr. Cook. Tim Cook has embedded that Apple philosophy in every smartphone and every other Apple product. It's there whether you know it or not. And please think of that the next time you spend money on anything Apple. Cook actually believes that his customers want him and his company to do that. That is, censor and block. He then shines the Apple by saying that it is the duty of Apple to create experience without violence and hate, experiences that value creativity and new ideas, the supposed desire of Apple's tens of millions of customers. Oh, okay. Boy, that sounds good, politically correct, but boy, who's going to make these definitions? Censorship of so much of things Christian and conservative is now happening. You are aware of that, aren't you? You can be sure there will be more, much more to come, as this newly authoritative speech censorship panel at Apple takes root. What a world, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians. More than ever, we should be on the watch for this kind of censorship and do everything possible to defeat it and make the Cook culture at Apple known. The Cook and Apple values are politically correct, to be sure, but constitutionally corrupt. Cook has announced that Apple plans to spend $4.2 billion on programming content in the next 4 years. We can only imagine what the messages of those programs will be. The Apple smartphones have been brilliant technological creations. They really have. Good for humankind everywhere. Apple, many think, should stick to product production and not become judge and jury in terms of what its customers should think and believe, or speak and write. Apple, big as it is, should have even a higher duty to follow the Constitution and its mandates for freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and especially freedom of speech. The moral standards of Scripture should be done away with, says Cook, done away with, for they prevent individual judgment. But recall the warning of scriptures in Judges 21:25, which states, "Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Remember those days of the old Israelites? And as they did what was right in their own eyes, it divided the people, and it led to their destruction. And Solomon, in Proverbs, warned the following, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." So, if each of us exercises our own judgment with regard to morality, or we pick and choose what we want from Scripture, we can fully expect that the end consequences will be the way of death. Apple will go about the business of setting its own values, and to be sure, under Cook's administration, those values will drive Apple's curation, that is, get rid of, decisions. And you can be sure that Apple's curation decisions will result in the excising and elimination of so much Christian and conservative content, which can easily be regarded by young moral nihilists as speech which contains hate and violence. I, for one, do not intend to live by my own moral standards or judgment, my own values, nor by yours. I intend to live by the standards set in Scripture for right and wrong, good and evil. With the help of the grace of God, I will do that. And I pray you feel the same way as well. Perhaps you might wish to send an email, if you are still allowed to Mr. Cook, protesting this new breed of radical, progressive censorship. Perhaps you can tell him that you intend no longer to purchase Apple products, and perhaps you would tell Tim Cook that he should return to his Southern Baptist roots. That's right, that's where he came from. His Christian upbringing, and champion the morality of his childhood, and not the new progressives. Then the curation of the evils of this world, including the hate and violence he fears, would be discerned and dealt with by the God of Abraham and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the right values, are they not? And they alone, would make for a better world, don't you think? Not the new post-truth era morality of Tim Cook.